BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Spanish government is moving swiftly to assert direct rule over Catalonia in response to Friday's declaration of independence by the regional government. Madrid will retain control at least until elections for a new assembly are held in December. The regional police commissioner has been stripped of his powers. The future is uncertain for 17,000 members of the Catalan force. Demonstrators who want Spain to remain united are expected to gather later for a rally in central Madrid. Catalonia's self-styled independent republic has so far failed to win international recognition. The American Defense Secretary James Mattis has said the US will never accept a nuclear North Korea. Speaking in South Korea, General Mattis said Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs would undermine rather than strengthen its security. Media reports in the United States say the first charges have been filed in the investigation into alleged Russian interference in last year's US presidential election. They are said to have been agreed by a federal grand jury on Friday. The nature of the charges and the identity of the suspect is not known. Foreign companies, including Shell and ExxonMobil, have won bids to develop potentially lucrative oil fields off the Brazilian coast. It's the first time they've been allowed to compete at auction against the state-owned company Petrobras. Plans to create a vast new marine sanctuary in East Antarctica have failed. International experts meeting in Tasmania had been expected to establish a protected area covering 1 million square kilometres, but they couldn't reach a consensus. Campaigners have described it as a missed opportunity. And Rwanda's first international standard cricket ground will be officially opened later on the outskirts of the capital, Kigali. The new venue replaces a previous pitch, which was at the site of a massacre during the genocide of 1994. Today's celebrations will include a match featuring the former England captain Michael Vaughan and Herschel Gibbs from South Africa. BBC News.